let's jump right into payday lending. Can you give us an overview of where we're at with the payday lending debate?
There's a constitutional amendment, and there's also an initiated measure that deal with capping interest rates. Constitutional Amendment U would establish an 18% cap on loans, but it only applies to verbal agreements. The other, which would be initiated measure 21, it sets the interest cap rate at 36%.
How can something apply to verbal agreements only?
That's a really good question.
Okay.
That is a very good question.
That's already my radar. How do you enforce that?
Exactly. I talked with a Black Hills Consumer Credit Agency watchdog, and I asked her, I said, is it possible for me to get an 18% loan verbally? And she told me, if it's not in writing, it didn't happen. So
who's bringing that forward? Who's bringing the constitutional amendment forward? Who are the folks that want to see that happen? What are they arguing for?
Arguably, it's the payday loan industry, which is pretty big in South Dakota. Hmm. The only name to where all this movement is coming from that I could find was a group called Select Management Resources, and they're based out of Alpharetta, Georgia, which is about 30 miles north of Atlanta. And they've pumped nearly $250,000 into Pro Amendment U, which is the 18%. Mm-hmm. And anti-initiated measure 22, which is the 36%, PACs in South Dakota. I was unable to reach basically anybody from the company, but it's also worth noting that that's according to the latest campaign finance disclosures, which was in late May, May 27th. And we're still waiting on pre-general election financial disclosures. And the Secretary of State's office says that'll be on October 28th by 5 p.m., which is 11 days before the general election.
All right. Initiated measure 21 then. This sets the maximum finance charge at 36%. Give me an idea of who is behind that one and what they're hoping to accomplish.
Steve Hildebrand is a noted Democratic leader here in the state, along with Republican Steve Hickey, are behind initiated measure 21. And there's also a group, a coalition of churches backing this measure. The reason why they're promoting 36% is they cite a study by Congress that says 36% is the maximum rate that payday loan companies or places that hand out loans, they can still make money. And it also allows those who are needing the loan to be able to get out from underneath their debts. Their political action group is the South Dakotans for Fair Lending, and they support the 36%. And as I mentioned earlier, the $250,000 by the Pro Amendment U, the 18%ers. This group, South Dakotans for Responsible Lending, I should say, they have roughly about $8,000 on hand. But that's also according to the late May finance disclosures.
Here's my question. What happens if both of those pass?
If both of those pass, Constitutional Amendment U, the 18%, will override initiated measure 21, the 36%.
So we see some strategy there.
Yes, correct, correct. Constitutional amendments, since they are a part of the Constitution, they would override it. I think it's interesting. I think it's worthy to note here that the group that opposes the 36%, in their sort of statement that'll be on the ballot, they say the 36% interest rate will prevent hardworking South Dakotans from obtaining emergency loans when they need them and killing jobs in the payday loan industry. So they're saying 36% would really choke our industry and it would die out. The group backing the pro 18%, they say an 18% cap on interest rates is far more stringent than that of other measures being proposed, and that it takes the extra step of amending the South Dakota Constitution to ensure that the cap placed on interest rates are not undone or weakened by politicians. So if they're saying 36% would really choke the industry, but they're saying 18% would be just fine.